I am talking this morning with Don Casey from KeepOurRights.org. Hated to interrupt you, Don. Please go ahead. Finish talking about what happened with that judge and the farmer.
Okay. Well, the judge ruled that on appeal that the farmer did not have the right to build a house on the property, and so they destroyed the house. And we have photographs of the sheriff holding this old man and on one side and the son of the farmer on the other side walking off as the bulldozer pushes down the house. And there was no way that this individual had any resources to fight these people. The other thing is that there's no stipulation of when the easement holder can come on the property. So there are certain cases where harassment, middle-of-the-night inspections, would occur. In another instance in Colorado, where there are a number of farmers that had vast amounts of land, I think there was 200,000 acres involved in this particular situation, a number of years ago, the state of Colorado passed a piece of legislation saying that if you put your property under a conservation easement for perpetuity, we'll give you a tax break. So these farmers said, we want to put our farms in this program so that they will not be developed over the next century. Wanted to save their farmland as it currently existed. So the state of Colorado acknowledged and gave these people a tax break based on an appraiser's opinion. Well, a few years roll by, the state of Colorado gets into a financial bind, and they disavow the accreditation of the appraiser, and they won't back taxes from these property owners. Well, guess what? Federal government now gets on the bandwagon and says exactly the same thing. So now these farmers are in dire straits, losing their property on account of the accreditation has been disavowed by the state government, and they want the back taxes. So this is really just kind of a big trap for property owners and a means and manner of enticing and moving people out of the rural area.
You know, I had, there was several years ago, and I didn't know about you and Agenda 21 at the time. This was about, I don't know, let's say 6-7 years ago, Don. There was a farm around here, and not too far from here, where they wanted to take this person's farm and turn it into a golf course. And it wasn't even the town that this person lived in. It was the town next door that wanted to take his farm and turn it into a golf course for their benefit. So, I started to pay closer attention at that time, and then when I understood you went Agenda 21, I called up this farmer and I said, "Do you realize, you know, what was going on at the time and what's going to continue to go on?" And he said, "Well, you know, I've given up a few acres to conservation easement and that kind of deal. You know, we made a deal to get them to, you know, not to invoke eminent domain and take the property, and of course it cost the taxpayers, I don't know, a couple $1 million, I think, to fight this. These farmers, this man fought them, and he won, sort of. But I said, you know, this is all part of a larger picture. Are you aware of this?" He said, "No, I never heard of any of that stuff." So I sent him some information, but he didn't believe me, Don. He thought that, oh, I'm just one of these crazy conspiracy theorists, and you know, He didn't see the whole picture, because I said, "I got news for you. They're going to be coming back. It's only a matter of time that they'll be coming back for more. You know, it will happen. And, you know, but anyway, give me, if you have some more examples of situations like that farmer that you mentioned in Pennsylvania. I know, and I have mentioned this before on the air, Don, I was watching this documentary on urban growth boundaries on public television. It was about Portland, Oregon, which is a perfect example that really illustrates how things happen. And they were talking about, in order for the farmers who own land outside the urban growth boundary, in order for them to be able to build on their property, they had to make $80,000 a year for 2 years consecutively. I'll continue that when we come back, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. 3-minute break. We shall return. Don't change the dial. We will be right back.
Introducing IAC.
Part
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Buddy, this is Maggie Rodden. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. I will link to my guest, Don Casey's website, which is keepourrights.org, on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. I also have a lot of great information there. I've linked to him already. He's on my main page, and as well as many other websites with tons of information. There's a tab on my website entitled UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. You really need to go there, start reading. It doesn't matter where you look, what it is you're talking about. It is all related in one way or another to this larger agenda that we are talking about pieces of this morning. And what I was saying, Don, is the farmer outside the urban growth boundary surrounding Portland has to make $80,000 a year for 2 years in a row before they will allow them to build a home on their own farm. Just crazy. Right. Crazy.
Right. And in many instances, in order to be to gain qualification for status as a farm, your farm has to produce, I think, 75% of your income has to be of a certain size in order to receive that classification. Otherwise, you're classified as another category, and your property tax go through the roof.
Well, you know, I hear all kinds of stuff about, oh, this community-supported agriculture, and they're going to, you know, they're going to take all these abandoned houses in the ghetto, and they're going to knock them down, or these empty lots that are strewn with trash, and, well, we're going to start growing vegetables in that on all these different properties. And, you know, of course, the nitwits are all into that, and they think, oh, this will be wonderful, right, and we'll be growing tomatoes on our roof and blah, blah, blah. And the reality is, I would like to know, Don, from somebody who understands farming, and I'm not saying you do, maybe you do have the answer, you know, how much do they actually think is going to grow on soil in a city? How many tomatoes will actually grow? How many tomatoes on this, say, a sixth of an acre of land, how many tomatoes will grow? So how many people will be fed by that? You know what I mean? They talk about all this nonsense. Oh, it's so wonderful, this community-supported agriculture, when in reality I was watching a YouTube video about a farm, and you may have heard about this. It was out in Nevada, this community-supported agricultural farm, that somebody from the local health department came along, a woman, and said that, oh, the meat that they had raised and were going to consume at this picnic they were having for all the members of this community-supported farm, and all the vegetables, they were all a biohazard. They had to be destroyed, and they had to be destroyed by throwing Clorox all over them, so they weren't even edible to give to the hogs for feed. So how much of these so-called little open spaces, they're going to reclaim these lots in the ghetto? How much of this stuff are they going to actually be growing anything on in reality, Don? Not the fantasy world these people live in, but in reality.
Well, in reality, you will not grow enough in an urban farm to feed the population in the urban growth boundary. Now, that's a given. So what does this mean for the future? Well, it means, I think, uniform hunger. If we talk about equity, certainly we should be all equally hungry. So I would imagine that's essentially what the planners have in store for us.
Well, I would agree with you there, 1,000%. I really would. I would agree with you there. It's nothing about growing food. You would think that, if anything, they'd be in all in support of these community-supported agriculture. It's organic, growing all this stuff to feed the people. And, of course, they're not. So what does it tell people? You know, when you see different examples of these things, like all the ones you've discussed thus far, Don, what does it tell people? The untrained eye that's listening, or the untrained ear, I should say, what does that tell you when you see these things occurring? Hello, America, wake up. When you see things that, like you talked about NAFTA, NAFTA was a con. And all the jobs got sucked out of the country, and yet they keep signing more of these so-called free trade agreements. And what's the end result? More jobs are sucked out of the country. In fact, I had to laugh. I was listening to public radio this morning, and they were talking about how, oh, well, these guys were really hopeful sounding. Oh, well, it's a wonderful thing. You know, there's actually 10 million people working in manufacturing here in this nation. And they said, oh, they expect that 3 million more jobs will open up by, oh, I don't know, 2015, I think he said, or 2018. And the guy said, oh, really? Well, why is that? He said, well, they won't actually be new jobs. They'll be the people in the current jobs will be retiring, and that'll open up more space for more people to take those jobs. And it's just, it's a big hustle. And I don't understand with what is happening in this country, Don, I don't understand what it's going to take to wake the American people up.
Well, I don't either, but what you're describing is insanity.
Yeah, yes, it really is. Speaking of insanity, I don't know if we got into much detail about the guy who was charged with harboring insects. So talk about that a little more, because I don't think we covered that enough. If we did, I missed it. So I was asleep.
All right, well, back in April, the code enforcement officer came to this individual's house. Now, this, and we have actual photographs that the code enforcement officer took, and he declared, he being the code enforcement officer, that a public nuisance existed on private property. Now, that's an interesting concept in and of itself.
Right.
But, at any rate, that was April. So then June rolls along, and the code enforcement officer comes back and says, your boat and your cars and the things you have on your property, again, are... have not been corrected, and obviously I'm going to have to write you a citation. So I think this was June 16th or 19th, and so June the 20th, sure enough, there was a citation written. Now, the original affidavit, and I'm using that term because this code enforcement officer's fine or form is a warning, but in fact it is an affidavit, and he, being the code enforcement officer, left this on the private property owner's front door back in April. And the statement says that you have 7 days to rebut the information contained herein. If you do not, you are presumed to be guilty, and your fine is $500 and or 6 months in jail. And if you don't satisfy the fine, then we can put a lien against your property and sell it to satisfy the fine. Now, if you'll happen to look at the Chicago news yesterday or the day before, the mayor of Chicago has decided to go from $500 a day fine to $1,200 a day fine for grass that is determined not to have been cut according to the code enforcement officer's concept. And this is the same process. This is going on all over the country. For instance, in Delaware, it's called ITS, Instant Ticket System. And the code enforcement officer can come around every 24 hours and write you another code. And you just are continually bombarded by these affidavits. Well, at any rate now, this individual was charged with very specific things by the code enforcement officer of having a public nuisance. He goes before the city council and says, your jurisdiction does not extend to my private property because your laws are regarding public ordinances. Of course, that went right over their head. They thought he was claiming to be outside of the boundaries of the city of Albertville. That's where this occurred.
Okay.
And so the city officials did nothing. Well, within a few days, I think a week, he was arrested on charges and took to the city jail. Of course, they friends went down and bailed him out. So now he's got an arrest record. He's been fingerprinted. And he writes to the city attorney, and he asks for four specific things. And these are four things that you should write down. They are a violation of a contract and or a ordinance that is broken or you are accused of breaking. It is the accuser, the real live individual that makes the accusation, then the damages suffered by that accuser, and the witnesses who confirmed that the accuser has suffered. Now, we're talking about a legal fiction here. A city is a legal fiction. It is a corporation. And as such, it has no life of its own. It cannot point the finger. And so an official of the city must stand for the corporation and point the finger at this particular individual. And so the property owner said, okay, send me those four things so that I can adjudicate and resolve this controversy that exists between the city and myself. Well, the city attorney wrote back and said, well, we're charging you with harboring insects. That's completely different from what was on the affidavit originally left back in April. And also it cited actually two ordinances. So there was conflict about what violation had occurred.
Okay.
Then the city attorney says, we refuse to give you any more information. Now, here's a point where the individual cannot resolve the controversy because the other side is not forthcoming with the other three aspects that must exist in order for a judge to look at subject matter jurisdiction. So the individual now sent these questions and requests to the city attorney prior to the court date. And within 7 days, he received this answer. So he writes back again, and he says, now, you're in default. Obviously, you have not responded in a proper manner because in order to perpetuate a controversy, you have to have those four things. And I am again going to ask you, in order to try to resolve this controversy, what is the ordinance I've broken? What is who is the accuser? What damages has he suffered? And who is the witness? And again, the city has refused. So by silence now, there is acquiescence to the fact that what he has stated is true. So he again...
Hold that thought, Don, because we've got to go to break. 3 minutes, we'll be back. My guest, Don Casey, keepourrights.org is his website. Please go there, check it out. We'll be back in 3 minutes, so don't change that dial.
ComfortMedia.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Brad, this is Unsolicited Opinion radio show, and I want to say hello to everybody who's out there listening, all the people in Texas, around the country, everybody around the world, all the stations that and networks that pick up the programming from Republic Broadcasting Network. We are glad that you do. My guest, Don Casey, KeepOurRights.org, and please go ahead, Don, with what you're talking about here with the harboring insects.
Right. Well, we were talking about the series of questions that the property owner had sent to the city attorney prior to the judge, the date of the hearing.
Okay.
And so he sent a series of questions asking for the accuser's name, the damages suffered, the contract or ordinance that was broken, and the witness that observed the damage that which had occurred by his supposedly harboring insects. And the city attorney writes back and says, well, we're not providing you with any information other than a fallacious complaint form. So the property owner again writes back and has every 7 days now up until the date of, the, of his court hearing. And in, the, in one of these letters that he sent, he said, I'm acknowledging you're in default. So there's no subject matter jurisdiction that can be laid before the judge to be adjudicated. And I am again asking you for those same four things. And because you're requiring me to answer these fallacious, unconstitutional, and frivolous charges, I am billing you, and here's my invoice, for my hours of trying to study and determine how and what I can do about this. And my bill amounts to $404, and I will accept Federal Reserve notes, but would gladly accept and prefer American gold or silver. So that is where we are, and there have been three postponements now, and this individual is, of course, this is doing away with the speedy trial process, and the property owner is writing up his lawsuit to carry against the city official.
Okay. So this is an interesting thing that the city attorney refuses to give him the information he's requesting. And one of the things that we're finding is taking place up here, and I'm sure other areas as well, is that elected officials are claiming that they have, with the city or county attorney, that they have, what's the word I'm looking for, that they don't have to give the information. They have attorney-client privilege. And this is what's happening around here as of late anyway. We've picked up on Don, and I'm sure that's the same game going to be played or is already being played in other areas as well, that the town or county doesn't have to give information to the taxpayer who's requesting it, and whatever conversation they have with the attorney for the town's taxpayers is, of course, confidential. Outrageous nonsense.
Well, of course, this is not just a question that's being submitted to an elected official. The city has charged this individual with a violation of local ordinances. And so now there is going to be a court hearing, administrative hearing, and this person is trying to adjudicate this and resolve this controversy in the manner set forth by judicial canon, and the city is refusing to cooperate. So the city is at default in this particular instance and has, in fact, arrested this individual on bogus and frivolous charges.
Incredible.
So now, right. There's one other thing that I want to say, that if you're doing this, your domain is private. And when you submit a written statement to an elected official, you need to have it notarized, because in order for a document from a private domain, a different jurisdiction, to have effect in another jurisdiction, it has to be notarized. By the way, I'm not a lawyer. I am not giving legal advice. This is just based off of my own opinion.
Okay. So right now where it stands is it's kind of like at a standstill, more or less, with this fellow who's being accused of harboring insects, I believe.
That goes a little bit further than that, because the during the first hearing, the lawyer for the city said if the property owner does not show up in 5 minutes, the city is going to ask for dismissal. Well, he showed up. So that meant that the city could not ask for a dismissal of the charges, because both parties were on the battlefield, so to speak, because essentially a courtroom is a battlefield between two opponents. And if both opponents are there, then the skirmish can continue. But if one does not show up, the other has the option to ask the judge for whatever ruling he wants to. And in this case, they being the city, were wanting to dismiss the charges against the property owner. And that would mean that the property owner would not have the ability to come back and sue the city, because he had lost the suit because he did not appear.
Yeah. I don't know, Don. You know, after a while, it is absurd, the different stories and things that you read about that are taking place all around the country, things that are happening that people never in their wildest imagination would think is happening, but it is all happening with this one objective in mind. In fact, as you were talking, or when we were on the break before, I was looking on your website, and I was just reading an article written by your friend, Ken Freeman, the other fellow who helped you with your Keep Our Rights organization, and Our Secret War is what I was reading, and it's just amazing. It really is a secret war going on. We'll be back in 3 minutes, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We'll be back in three. My guest, Don Casey, don't change that dial.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack Black D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
This is Maggie Rodden. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My guest, Don Casey, his website, keepourrights.org. Please go there. There is a ton of information there. Don, we've got a caller, so let's grab this caller. We have Wayne in Texas. Hi, Wayne.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
All right. What's going on?
Well, I just tuned into this discussion, and I found Don's comments real informative and everything, and I had a couple quick questions for him.
Sure, go right ahead.
I did like some of the questions that he had spelled out that the fellow was sending the city about the accuser and damages and all that. I was kind of curious why the city attorney was approached here, because as far as I'm concerned, isn't that city attorney like a third-party intervener in something like this that might be more advantageous to direct some of this questioning at the mayor, city manager, or code enforcer himself and go over some of the stuff?
Well, to answer your question, you're correct, and this individual has sent the copies of correspondence to all of the above, actually. But since the lawyer is the spokesperson for the legal fiction, it is that the questions are directed at him first, and then it was CC'd to the CEO of the corporation, the mayor,
sure,
and everybody else.
Well, where I'm coming from here is, again, in my study of this, whenever you engage an attorney, if you don't fire them immediately under their screwy system, he is representing you also in addition to the city. And in everything we've ever done here in Texas, so some of the guys I've dealt with, we always fire an attorney right away because we don't want them involved because they're nothing but a third party and they really have no knowledge of the facts concerning the situation. What we tend to do, and kind of we've had a couple standstills with these guys also, is when we send an administrative notice to the mayor or, say, the manager of the code enforcement department, number one, we always accept the oath of office. That way we create joinder with them. Number two, we always question, what is the constitutional basis for this action? Because, you know, and as well as I do, codes and regulations are color of law. So right away, we know they're committing fraud. Also, we always ask, where is the delegated or regulatory authority for this action? Usually they can't provide that because, again, they're under color of law. And number four, we always ask, what is the mission statement for your office, and what, and does this action fall within the scope of your authority? And what we tend to find out is, we've had a couple standstills where we've been able to slow down a couple actions, and I just kind of wondering if that kind of approach has been discussed at all.
Well, part of what you have already mentioned, or have mentioned, we have already done, for instance, rather than accepting the oath of office as an implied contract, it has been done through notary as an express contract. So that has been done, and a few of the other things that I think that you mentioned has already been done, all of this through a notary. Now, this correspondence, and I don't know how you're going to fire the attorney for the city. That's a mystery to me, but at any rate...
Any document he sends you, you know, again, is an offer of contract. So, when I've had that scenario, I just write red across the whole thing. I don't know who you are. You're not representing me. You're fired. And send it back to him so that we bounce the contract back in his court.
Well, I hear what you're saying. What this individual did was to correspond with the attorney and ask for the very specific things that are required to establish controversy prior to the judge having a charge to look at the controversy at all. And so now there, every time there's been a court date set, it's been postponed, and we've had three postponements so far, and we anticipate this will go on until the cows come home.
Sure. I like the approach also of, trying to get witnesses and, statement of the damage suffered and all that. I just think... it sounds like, again, if you've done some of these other scenarios, try to force them to tell you, where the constitutional authority is. I think, to me, that's the key to it, because if they take an oath of office, they uphold the Constitution, but then they use color of law and try to take an action outside the scope of their authority there's no constitutional basis for what they're doing, then, to me, their bonds are in danger, because I think you could file a criminal complaint against them.
I absolutely agree with you, and I wholeheartedly uphold that concept. Here again, you're going to wind up going into their court system asking for things that are going to be difficult for them to acknowledge. So trying to prevent this from being put to a judge asking for those specific things, four things that create controversy, is to me the easiest manner of resolving this thing.
Well, sure, it makes sense. I mean, it sounds like you've really done your homework on it. I just, I came in late, so I didn't hear the whole thing, so I was just kind of curious if these other areas have been explored, because to me, all these guys, they're in total fraud. They're operating under color of law, and to me, I think there's always a good basis for that, because I think under Title 18, these guys cannot deprive someone of their constitutional rights under color of law.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, but bringing a constitutional issue into an administrative court where they write the rules and regulations has typically not worked for the individual.
Oh, I understand. And my intent would be not to even get it to court, because we both know it's just a kangaroo court scenario, and you're not going to get justice there.
You're absolutely right. So hence the whole point here is to resolve this thing before the judge can even enter into the controversy. Or the situation.
Okay. So, that's why I'd still explore firing that lawyer, firing him and just trying to keep it within the confines of the agents, the mayor, city manager, or code enforcer.
Well, there's one thing about it is the city is trying to use this to make money. So if we can run up the lawyer's bill for the city, that's more gravy on our biscuit, so to speak.
There you go. But it comes out of your taxes, too.
Well, that's true, but at this, and that's another thing. We want to name the individuals in the lawsuit as being private as opposed to being a public official.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, great. I appreciate all the information. And your website is keepourrights.org?
Correct.
Okay, sir. I may give you send you an email at some point here. So thank you very much.
Yeah, Wayne, please let me know what's going on in the issues that you've had there in Texas. I'd like to hear about them. So shoot me an email, too, if you would, please.
Sure.
You can find me up on Republic Broadcasting Network under the host, my email address, or just go to my website, Wayne.
Well, just to say, it's been quite a few months now, and I'd say it's come to a standstill. We've not heard any more from the people we've dealt with. So I was sort of just thinking the key thing is to get it to a stalemate, obviously, because you can't go into a court and get any justice, especially these municipal courts or even county courts. And so the key thing is to get these guys to a standstill, and just like your guest has talked about, just getting them where they don't know what to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, if you would, I'd appreciate it. Shoot me an email, Wayne. I'd like to know some of the particulars, if you care to share them anyway, because I just like to have the information of what's happening around the country with different tactics and assaults on our freedom and liberty that are taking place. So,
well, this is to me a key issue down the road, because I'm glad you keep staying on this particular issue, because across the country, city by city, all these codes and regulations are just strangling people, whether they're personal lives or business people, that sort of thing. So it's really a key issue down the road here.
Oh yeah, definitely, no doubt about it. So please, Maggie at the Unsolicited Opinion Wayne.com. Okay, thanks for calling, Wayne. I appreciate it. Dan, there's so many different things taking place all around the country and all at once. And there's a couple other things I wanted you to hit on, if you would, please, because I know you're like an encyclopedia. That's why I love having you on, Don. It's fun because you have the answers to a lot of questions that I know people have. But let's talk about how they're using watersheds as a vehicle to help implement this agenda, and especially in the rural areas where they're telling people, well, you can't, if your septic system, fails, or you need to put a new one in, you can't do it, or they're making it so that every 6 months you've got to bring your septic system up to whatever latest standard they have. So talk about some of those things and about your ability to, if you've got a little body of water, creek, little stream, whatever it might be running through your property and the land that borders the water, if you would, please talk about different issues related to those three things.
Okay, the first thing is the septic tank. And in Florida currently, if you have any work done on your septic tank, it has to be by a state-certified septic tank worker. Of course, years ago, that was entirely up to the property owner just to, keep it operating. At any rate, Agenda 21 says that we must measure every outflow of every human being. So what goes into a septic tank, frankly, is not measured. So that is something that cannot be statistically put down on a piece of paper by these bureaucrats. So in order to regulate septic tanks, now we have an ever-increasing restrictions being placed on property owners that have septic tanks. So that's the first aspect. Now, you were talking about the watersheds. The Flood Damage Prevention Ordinance has been adopted across this country, and it is the very first page of this ordinance says that FEMA now has control over local land use, and that there is an individual within the county or municipality that is designated as the floodplain manager. And he is to keep all of the records so that he can certify to FEMA that all of the flows of water within that watershed are not going to damage the environment in any way. So let's say that if you put a doghouse on the top of the highest point in your jurisdiction or your boundaries of your municipality, then it would have to be certified by a certified hydrologist that the water flow is not going to in any way damage or impede the life of a critter downstream, so to speak. And in Tuscaloosa, the FEMA has come in and changed the floodway. As a consequence of that, the people that live within this redefined floodway now have to go and get insurance where they didn't have to before. And by the way, if you look at Section 1316 of this particular ordinance, the objectives are listed there Helping you get insurance is not part of the objective. Moving you out of the floodway, preventing the damage to the environment or damage to any structure is the objective. So it's not to provide you insurance so that you can rebuild or maintain should there be a flood. It is actually to move you out of the way so there is no damage according to the federal government, FEMA. Now, this is a great effort in implementing the interconnecting corridors because the Southeast Ecological Framework, which is, by the way, is online, and I can give you the internet address for that. And you can actually go out and look at the interactive map, and it shows where the animal kingdom will be or is being created. And most of the interconnecting corridors are streams or creek beds. So hence this flood damage prevention ordinance works right into helping implement this particular aspect of sustainable development. And by the way, the Climate Change Treaty and the Biodiversity Treaty are two treaties from Agenda 21 that are greatly bearing against the property owners, and that's one reason all of these regulations are being written in order to comply with those two particular treaties.
You know, there's been a lot of the flooding and that has taken place, and I was thinking about this whole thing with FEMA and how they would use that to their advantage to say, well, okay, you know, you're in a floodplain now, and it's just we just can't afford to rebuild the roads or rebuild the bridge that was taken out and damaged by the rivers that were swollen with all the rain and that, so you're just going to have to move because you're just in an area that just you're going to have to get off of it. And I can see that taking place with so much of the stuff that was damaged here in the Northeast and in some of the different states with all the flooding that took place a couple months ago. I can just see how this is going to start to play out. Now, I haven't heard a lot of screaming yet. But, well, you know, it's early in the game for a lot of them with the damage that just transpired. So,
well, it is. And if you go back and look at the May 19th issue of USA Today, the front page article deals with the Floodplain Managers Association and a statement made by them talking about the floods that occurred along the Mississippi River and that they would have to tear the levees down and force relocation of individuals in order to create open space.
Yeah, it's just incredible. Any idea, Don, how many people would be impacted by tearing down those levees along the Mississippi River?
Gosh, I have no idea. I do know that you were talking about dams as you opened the show, and the Bagwell Dam on the Osage River in Missouri, which creates the Lake of the Ozark. Which actually has a shoreline longer than the state of California, had a controversial ruling from FRECA, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, that said that all structures in the project area, over 4,000, which would include over 1,200 homes, had to be destroyed and put back to its pre-existing condition. Now, there's been a lot of controversy about this, and there's actually four other dams that are slated for the same demolition, and I'm sure at some point, let me back up and say that the people that advocate this claim that the rivers are shackled by man, and that in order to unshackle the rivers, we have to tear the dams down. So you can see from this now, not only are you going to have lots of property owners that's going to lose their wealth, but we're going to have brownouts because we're not going to have the electrical capacity to feed the nation when they want to turn the lights off.
Exactly. Where are those other dams? Are they around in Missouri? Which ones are you referring to? Because I was when I started the show, those dams I was talking about, I believe, are all in Northern California, the four dams I was referencing in the beginning. This Bagwell Dam is in Missouri. Are the others you just mentioned around that same neck of the woods?
Well, there's one in Oklahoma, one in Virginia, and I haven't located the other one yet.
Okay. Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, Don, you know, it just never ceases to amaze me the different angles that these people have thought of to implement this agenda. It's just incredible. They left no stone unturned when it comes to tactics to utilize to drive us into these green ghettos, which will be a living hell. They really will be a living hell. I'm telling you. So, have you heard much about what's going on in Maryland down there, Don? I know they're trying to implement, the governor's trying to push this a statewide comprehensive plan, I guess you could call it. I don't know if that's the exact name for it. Have you heard much about the controversy going on there? Because I know Richard Rothschild has been fighting that tooth and nail. Have you heard much about that?
No, I haven't. And if you have any information, I'd appreciate it, because I do know that the state of Maryland under Glenn Denning back in the late 90s was one of the first states that implemented a statewide growth plan.
Hold that thought, because you broke up. I couldn't even hear what you said, Don, but we've got to go to the last and final break of the show. 3 minutes, everybody. We'll be right back. Don't change that dial.
Corporate media dominate.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's Colon Flow. Non-prescription Colon Flow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function, and you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural Colon Flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon Flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Everybody, this is Maggie Rod, and this is The Unsolicited Opinion. My guest is Don Casey. His website, keepourrights.org. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. You can go there. I will link to Don's website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. Don, final thoughts. I will send you the information that I have on Maryland, because they're really going at it down there. And, of course, the whole, which you already know, but the whole goal is to scrape everybody off of all of the rural land out there. And so they got a lot of tactics. They got a lot of cards they're playing down in Maryland to attack the property rights of the citizens of the state. Final thoughts? I know there's so much to touch on, and we just touched on a few parts of anything you'd like to throw in here for the last couple of minutes of the show?
Well, I would say that there is the community, Sustainable Communities Act that passed, and the federal government is giving out grant money. They have an interactive map. You can go to the federal government and look it up, and they'll show you a little pin where the grant money's gone. For instance, Chattanooga is setting up a regional council of governments that will go across three states, and they expect to receive a $2.5 million grant associated with this. They'll write the rules and regulations. Local elected officials will hold their hand out and then have to write various rules and regulations to implement the global agenda. I just read minutes from, I think it was Monroe County, Tennessee, where they're going to close some roads. And it was talking about what was required in order to send out notices to people that live on these roads that are going to have these roads closed. So there's lots to do here.
Yeah.
You know, all we can do is what we can do, but apparently we're not a motivated society yet.
No. My John always says that, you know, people haven't been damaged or hurt enough yet. When enough people are suffering, they'll wake up. And I don't know. I'd like to think that we'd wake up long before that, but I doubt. I think it's going to take a lot more to happen to the American people before enough people wake up to what's happening to them, I'm afraid, Don. They're just not getting with the program. They think that the solution is 2012, and it lies with the Republican Party, and all will be well with the world, and they refuse to see it. Even, you know, they just don't want to believe that the fraud that's been perpetrated on them. They just don't want to believe their own eyes, I'm afraid.
Right.
Well, I want to thank you, Don, for coming on with me today. I always enjoy it. You got any scheduled speaking engagements coming up?
As a matter of fact, I'm going to Greenville, Tennessee tomorrow for a presentation, and I have several presentations lined up in various parts of Alabama and Tennessee in the next month or so.
Okay, well, if you want to send me a list, I will put them on my website for everybody under the tab entitled Speaking Engagements. So, hey, Don, send me the information. I'll put it up there so we can hopefully get some more people at those meetings so they can hear your words of wisdom. Don, thanks so much for coming on with me today. I always enjoy it. Thanks so much for your hard work.
Okay, thank you, Maggie.
Thanks, Don. Hey, everybody, my guest, Don Casey, his website, keepourrights.org. And I am telling you, there is a ton of information on their website. There's a ton of information on my website, too, theunsolicitedopinion.com. I'm telling you, I don't know how many ways to say it from here to Sunday. If you do not wake up and get involved in fighting back now, then you are guaranteeing your own enslavement. Guarantee. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Listen, everybody. You know, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere Over the Rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up. We've got people like Don Casey in the world fighting for you and I. Don't lose heart. Better days are coming. The sun will come up tomorrow. It always does. And Deanna Spingola is next. So don't change that dial. Take care, everybody. I'll be back tomorrow.